This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. The North Carolina legislature is back in session this week. The Republican-led body is touting a strong economy and an unemployment rate that hasn't been this low since the start of the Great Recession. Changing Economy reporter Leonita Inge takes a look at what the unemployment rate does and does not tell us about the economy.
Bust out the Moscato. The unemployment rate in North Carolina is 5.8%. Governor Pat McCrory says it hasn't been that low since 2008.
And the drop to 5.8% just this past November is one of the largest drops in the nation and the lowest it's been in North Carolina for more than a half a decade. That's good news for North Carolina.
This was the only time the crowd of bankers and business types applauded the governor during his speech at the annual 2015 Economic Forecast Forum, and it was a long speech. Mark Vittner is a senior economist at Wells Fargo. He spoke after McCrory, joking the governor's long speech could be an economic indicator.
There's probably some sort of economic relationship to how good the economy is and how long the governor talks, because if the economy was bad, he'd have been out of here quick.
Vittner says there is no question North Carolina's economy is in a better place than it was 2 years ago.
2015 and 2016 are likely to be, along with 14, which is close to it, the best years for the economy in this decade. I mean, we are in the sweet spot of the economic expansion.
Vittner goes on to say North Carolina has recovered all the jobs it lost during the recession and is poised to create 110,000 jobs in 2015. GOP legislative leaders say this positive economic movement is a result of tough policies, like cutting corporate and income taxes and slashing the number of weeks the unemployed can receive benefits, along with the amount claimants can receive. The problem is many North Carolina workers are still hurting. Bill Rowe is the director of advocacy for the North Carolina Justice Center.
And I think that we still have a significant deficit out there where people, the number of people who want to work and the number of jobs that are there are not matching up.
A report released by the State Commerce Department tries to explain why the long-term unemployed are still unemployed. Employers could presume they're not good candidates or there is a skills mismatch. Alicia McDonald and several other people are waiting at a bus stop outside the JobLink Career Center in Durham. McDonald works part-time in Raleigh and says she really needs another part-time job or a full-time job with benefits.
I was optimistic because it was a new year and I like to, you know, come in the new year optimistic.
McDonald says she noticed on the computer at the Career Center many companies had a few openings. But she's not as optimistic anymore about securing one of those jobs. Still, McDonald feels fortunate to have the hours she has compared with her coworkers.
They go and they work 2 hours here, you know, an hour there, you know, 2 hours there like that to make ends meet and minimum wage. And that's a lot of moving around with your car and on the bus, gas being spent out, but you have to try to make the money.
The struggle continues for McDonald and many like her. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.